I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Christians in Pakistan need your help as a suicide bomber killed 18 people in the capital. The attack targeted Pakistan's government that's trying to stabilize the country and control Islamic extremism. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton urges prayer for believers there.
That they will have boldness to witness for Christ and to really live an example for the people around them who are watching them, maybe identify it as a Western religion, but to really see Christians live for Christ can really have an impact in that country.
Next, special needs children can wait a long time for a forever family. Bethany Christian Services' Janie Van Dyke says it's tough to place these kids. They work with Christian families so the kids get introduced personally to the love of Christ. Especially challenging are the children they're working with in Ethiopia and Haiti.
We just started taking in HIV-positive children, and we're looking for families who might be interested in that. Because as families are educated and awareness is shared with them, they know that children now with HIV can live a long, healthy life.
And the World Evangelical Alliance is giving global partnerships status to Wycliffe International. It's given to international organizations that specialize in a field that contributes to the WEA's mission. Since Wycliffe specializes in translation, it'll strengthen the Alliance's efforts in promoting biblical transformation. Currently, 2,200 languages are still without scripture. Wycliffe's Vision 2025 wants translations started in all of them by 2025. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Message for the Mission, a devotion journal from Buckner International. National is yours free for the asking. When you request your copy, you'll be entered to win a free mission trip with Buckner in 2009. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.